Fran, I think you sent us those recordings the other day.
Yes.
Okay. All right, 10:25 and 11:18.
All right, you got it. We'll see what happens. Bye.
11:08, it says here.
Oh, I'm sorry, 8.
Yeah, I think I did send them to you. Right. Okay, so.
This font was tiny.
Okay, so we could take them off. You received them. Thank you. Good. Received.
Good.
Perfect. We're good.
All right, moving down to the construction schedule. Well, that's a sore subject. Number 17, which I guess we're calling recovery, was sent out DocuSign, but now it looks like everybody's got comments, which they've sent. I guess the basic gist was that the updates weren't really made. It still showed things starting way back when it should have been a different date. I don't know how that happened. But did you guys send all the comments?
I did.
You did?
I did.
You did. And yeah. Lombardo, I think I spoke to him. I think he is, but I didn't think he had that many comments.
What number is this?
I don't understand.
Construction schedule.
Number what?
17.
Thank you.
Can you start over, Nancy? I'm sorry.
You mean the number schedule?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was 17. 18 is on the...
I didn't hear what you said, Nancy. I'm sorry.
I know you can't double task.
Okay.
So everybody had comments on the schedule. The recovery, which is 17, I have to track it that way because otherwise I'll never remember what it is.
Okay.
And some of the items that they had for their durations were off, like started at different times. We just need to look at it, update it, and reset it, please. Was that the gist, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay. Was
yeah,
it?
Are
okay.
you giving us the dates when you want it to start?
Did you put them in?
I did not.
Why not?
It's variable.
Why wouldn't you put them in for him?
I'm not going to have everything done tonight.
Are they here?
They are here. They left.
Did they come back? Yeah. Anyway.
Why did they?
They had an emergency, apparently.
So
your dates are dependent on that?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
And not only that, they're dependent on Clima, the startup.
Correct. So that's your only thing is that. So that's fine. That's a variable.
So, but just to answer Jim's question. Those were the target dates. So
correct.
If you look at the schedule in its entirety, it says, for example, negative 30 days, negative... So it shows that on that particular task, we're behind. Once we know what it is, we can update it to that date, whatever you guys want.
Well, it was the target date, 12/20, which is today, but I don't know what it is now. I'm hoping it's 12/21.
But the date he's talking about, I believe...
That
was the original target date.
Which was 12/11?
11/22 and
11/20. That was the original target date.
Okay.
So we have not updated that because...
Because this is really a month old at this point.
That is correct. So everyone has their new paperwork that I sent them.
Yes, that came in right after that.
They should be marking that up and that'll be part of Schedule Update 18.
Okay. We're doing that? Yes?
Yeah, well, I'm going to look at it. Yeah.
You saw that too?
I did not.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing...
I talked to you yesterday about this.
Okay, so
every
other
email is something about a schedule.
I know. I'll resend
it to you.
It has to
do with the
comments. I'll resend
it to you, Jim.
Your percentages.
Are you sticking with the same percentages, Jim?
I'm sure they're up to date.
They're fine.
Okay, because that... I think
Pepper... 5-10%, I don't know.
Yeah, because Pepper brought up a good point. Some work has taken place since we started having this conversation with Schedule 17.
RGDs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they going in or are they just sitting on the floor?
I think we got the fourth floor knocked out or will be by today.
Yeah, I think that's more like it. Okay. I mean, how do we move forward here? This is just, it's evolving, and if it's not done quickly, then it's just going to keep evolving. And I don't know what to do with Con Ed right now because this just unfolded like an hour ago, so.
I think Schedule 17, I'm going to just refer to it as Schedule 17 just to keep it simple.
Yes.
Schedule 17 is what it is, and we're working on Schedule 18 now to incorporate dates, any line items that anyone may want.
But like I was mentioning to you outside, how am I supposed to sign off on a schedule that says that I was supposed to start my work back in October and that work hasn't started yet?
That's 17.
That's 17.
That's what
and
you're
that's,
talking about.
And that's correct. If you look at the line item, and I don't know what reason why we're not, I'm just kidding, it shows negative X amount of days. That was the original target date to start.
Which column are you looking at? Do you still have the actual?
Yeah. So I don't know which one he's looking at.
You're looking at the float.
But there's
it shows a bunch of negative floats. I think what you may want to do, Joe, is to show the baseline and then have two columns showing the actuals. That will solve their problem.
I could do that with the next update, but like I'm going to need from them, and I'm just using you, Jose, for example, devices, second floor, January 15th. Give me that date, and we'll plug those dates in.
Yeah, which he can do based on the document you sent.
But that's the number. That should be 18.
Yeah.
That would be schedule 18.
That should be 18.
What is the date and date for 18? What is your day to date going to be?
It's going to be
18.
Today's day.
Tomorrow.
It'll be. Once you get it to me, that'll become the new day to date. So I'm going to say January 1st, just for his example.
But it should be the end of this week that you get it back to us. And please copy me on it so I know he got it.
Said he was supposed to start. I didn't.
Good morning.
There was other reasons why he didn't start. I don't know.
Wasn't even stuck. The tiles wasn't here. So the painting wasn't done. The climate control.
How are you going to document the word?
It is he's gonna put it. So as part of Schedule 18, we'll take care of that.
As long as it's it has to be documented.
On December 8th, I sent the email and it was documented.
Okay, so can we agree to send the 18 update comments to Piazza by the end of the week?
Yep.
If not earlier?
No. Yeah.
Because next week is
Christmas.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Monday.
definitely. I'll be able to get it.
One of Amelia's friends' parents wanted to have a play date on Christmas Eve. I'm like, what?
Come on,
from the
news,
so
I don't have a problem getting it over to them by Friday.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll get that. And maybe not. Are we going to. Maybe we'll do a separate schedule meeting the first week of January. We'll go through it as a draft and everything.
That is for 18, correct?
Or the end of next week.
That's the last schedule.
I don't know how fast Stuart can.
I didn't talk to Stuart yet, but I don't know if he's taking time off. So if we could do it next week, we'll definitely do it next week.
Okay.
But let me double check with Stuart.
Okay. And Jose, did you talk to Eaton anymore?
I still don't have a concrete update if it's coming soon. No.
Okay, just checking.
Yep.
Okay.
And Jose, I did speak with the Gilbane folks.
Yes.
They're still trying to bump another client.
Michael.
Okay.
Good morning.
Okay.
I mean,
every little bit helps, even if it's 2 days, 3 days.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yep.
We're pushing.
I'm jumping through these items.
Mike thinks he lives in a farm.
I was going to say, sorry to say.
Thank
you, Joe.
In the air.
To Mother say, would you live in a barn?
Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, that's what he told me, that he could only hold the date that he gave us.
Correct.
And he did promise it's not going past that date. So he's trying to improve on it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Other than that, all the stuff here is still accurate, so I'm going to leave it on here. Security wiring, I only bring that up because it's halfway down this line item here.
Security
community wiring. Building, you're ready to start there?
We start, but he can't.
But you can't. Understand why.
Okay. So security wiring at the academic is done.
You just need to put devices in.
We have a meeting with Isaac tomorrow at 8:30 at his facility. And to go over...
He was supposed to drop the stuff
off. No, well, he wants to meet with us to...
I don't like that, because...
Well, it's okay. A good idea. He wants to meet with us to go over how to install it, to make sure we're on board and how he wants it done. So we're going to go meet with him, and we told him that we're ready for it. He said he's got all the equipment in his facility, except for the cameras, that the cameras are coming before the end of the year.
Okay.
So I'm going with Tommy and Tommy's helper to meet Isaac in White Plains, and I sent him an email that we could go ahead and start using the devices for the second, third, and fourth floor. If he has that in stock, he could go ahead and start separating that, and we'll accept it tomorrow.
We talked to him. We had a meeting. We had another meeting. Okay. And he said, I'll separate each floors and I'll drop it off to you.
Okay.
He never did that. But now he wants you to go over there and get it. So I don't want to hear any problems after the fact that...
We're going there to meet with him for him to give us a class, if you want to call it a class, instructions on how to...
His little show.
You know, exactly. So we're going to go there for that. We're okay with that. And so we're both on the same page on how this stuff is going to get installed. And then he could deliver it on Monday or on Tuesday or on Friday. Ready for the install.
When do you say cameras?
Before the end of the year, he'll have the cameras.
That's fine.
My understanding from another project is he pre-assembles parts of this.
The cameras all get programmed.
That's probably
IP addresses, and I know that's what he's waiting on for that.
That's probably why he wants to say, look, they're supposed to come in three different parts, but I assembled it for you,
right.
And this is what you need to do.
Even better.
Good enough. That's fine.
Okay. And what's the issue with the community building?
The community building, because
he
can't, it's taken on water, so he can't start pulling the wires. A lot of the wires he's got to lay out on the floor first, so he starts installing it, but there's too much water there.
Have you been in there this week?
Yeah.
There's no water in there now. It's dry.
Really?
Today, it's dry.
Inside the basement?
Did you go in?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not go in,
It's dry.
But I was in there yesterday, so.
Yeah, they were cleaning it up. But
okay, good.
Okay.
Yesterday you had an inch of water. Today it's almost dry.
We had a lot of water yesterday?
We had an inch of water in the basement yesterday.
There was a lot of water.
Okay.
But the roof's going up now, so hopefully that'll stop.
It's not going to stop. That side of the basement where you're getting the water is not floating from here all the way over there. It's coming off the road. I'll send you the video that Sal and Hulk took, and you'll see the water going right in.
From this weekend?
From the heavy rain that we had. I'll show it to you.
Send it, please.
That's what I've been saying. You got to figure out a trough drain or a swale, something.
Okay.
That's the fourth floor, 70 degrees.
Should be surveyors here tomorrow or Friday to verify street and floor elevations.
Inside?
Yes.
To verify what, Ross?
Street and floor elevations.
Elevations.
Okay, thank you.
18 inches.
You said tomorrow or Friday?
That's all I know, yep.
Okay. I'm sure they'll check in, right?
Nancy, sorry, before you leave the security issue for the community building, Nick Piazza brought up an issue this morning about the doors, the frames, that's all resolved now.
The frames?
The wiring, the frames? Crap. Yeah, I think that's all resolved, right?
I'm sorry? I can barely hear you, and I can barely hear you. Can we start over?
There was a comment this morning by
Piazza
that there are still issues with the security roughing in the community building. Is that all resolved now?
I didn't say the roughing. I said getting it to the frames.
Yes.
Okay. Nancy stated that the frames are all made for security. You need to look into that because they're not. That's all I'm saying.
Didn't we have a conversation with Forno and they were going to drill the top of the frame.
There was conversations about that, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but they're not, all I'm saying is, they were not prepped for that.
Okay.
Well, not prepped for wiring?
They should have been.
Yes.
No, it shouldn't be, because it wasn't part of the plan for the security. Come on. It may be a deal. It may not be a big deal. But I'm just saying it's not prepped for it. So you can't say it should have been because nobody knew about it. It's a change order for these guys.
So I know there was discussion about they're supposed to be installing some sort of wire harness in the frame or in the door.
It comes with the hardware.
Mm-hmm. So is that harness going to be installed in the door?
That part will be as part of the project.
Okay.
Any other additional will not be. I think that's
no.
Correct.
It's whatever doors that you're.
Whatever it calls for in the hardware schedule.
Correct.
That's
right.
What you.
But all I'm trying to tell you, without anybody putting a spin on it, that the doors that are in the hardware schedule are in the hardware schedule. There are other doors that are not in the hardware schedule that need to be prepped. Maybe not with a harness, maybe just to drill from the top. That's all I'm saying, just check it out so we don't set these things in and then we gotta rip them apart to drill. It's a simple question.
I'm pretty sure we have that resolved already.
Not that we know of. So if he did, it's great. If he could just do this in the shop as he's putting the frame together, so be it.
That was the conversation we had.
I can't find it.
I know there was also discussions, Nancy.
Yeah. Is it in his car? Maybe it's not
in
his office.
About having a meeting with the door guy when he was on vacation. Then he came back. Isaac wanted to go ahead and have a meeting.
Sal has a. Sal was supposed to go.
Because of the request to exits?
That's good. That was part of it. That was part of it, but I thought we might have resolved it.
I think that was the only thing that we were going to talk about, so then we never needed the meeting.
Okay, because when I did speak to Isaac, I don't want to say last week, and he was still wanting to have that meeting.
How was that resolved? Will there be request to exits on the doors?
Yes.
So Andy Ruderman's back, right?
Should be.
So do we need to have another meeting?
Isaac wanted to have it.
Okay, well, he should have communicated that with me. Okay. He knows this.
Okay, Isaac wanted to have it, so.
Are you adding more doors, request exit?
Nope.
The only reason,
no.
Oh. No. That was only because I had the question, I had a meeting with what's her name yesterday, the sign lady, and
Ava.
There was Ava, and there was a couple of those signs that.
No. Nope.
Okay, perfect. Only because she was finalizing that order. Just wanted to make sure.
All right, she has some, while we're on that topic, because we're veering off track here very quickly.
Sorry.
She owes a resubmittal on the signage stuff.
Yep.
Okay. For the record.
Yep, we were working on that yesterday.
I know how she is, and I know she's all over the place, so let's please keep her on track.
She was in our office yesterday going over all that stuff.
God bless you.
You said it. Thank you. Joe, Gus.
Okay, ITG meeting, Rex. Got it. I'll set it up. Can you find out when Andy's available?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'll be seeing Isaac tomorrow, and I'll confirm it.
Yeah, just see what he wants.
Yep.
What? Okay. All right, let's get off this topic. Field coordination. Cleanup. It's gotten better. I believe the dumpster's full, but it usually gets filled up on a daily basis, so...
It's empty.
Beautiful. So now we're just taking out all the piles of material outside to the dumpster. That's wonderful.
What are we supposed to do? I don't understand what that comment. Fourth floor is clean as can be.
It is.
Second floor is clean.
It's much better than it was last week, yes.
People
are
doing cheap.
I get it. It's you know, it's just something you got to keep up with daily because otherwise it becomes a mess. But it has gotten a lot better. And can Talt get rid of their big giant wheels of wooden wheels, please? Or do you have to get them picked up? That'll take up a dumpster itself.
Yeah, could they be broken apart?
We'll pick it up. If anything, we'll take them back to our shop or something.
Okay.
Because I know they want them back. Sometimes.
Okay, so can you take care of that?
People could stop using them as lunch tables, too.
Yeah, they make them.
They can take them home. Just get them out of the building.
Nick, would you like one?
Yeah.
Fit in my trunk.
Okay. No. Security devices, we talked about. Light fixtures, we talked about. You're not going to put light fixtures in stairwells that are still taking on water, so.
Okay. All right. We have a lot of lights going in. We can get to it in a 2-week look at.
Yes, exactly. Installation of baseboard. I don't know why I'm reading this. This font needs to be bigger. Euro 3. Hoofer's there now. Looks like he's got a couple days on this side.
No, he'll be done with the site today.
I told it's Jim Friday. We talked about Friday.
I can't get a rigger though.
Yeah.
Minimum the second.
It's ready for you. The sheetrock in the back wall, the building that's off of the bump, but it's ready for you, like we said. So,
as soon as that's taped, let me know.
And when's 4-0 doing the windows, the first story windows?
They're starting. They're cutting all the frames and everything in your shop, and they're starting, I think, tomorrow, right, Mike? Or they're starting after.
For which area was that?
Third story windows, community building.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're here, actually. They're sitting in there.
They're sitting in there.
Yeah,
yep. The windows are 4-0.
No, they might be having a break. I don't know.
Okay.
But they were getting a lift delivery to put those
it's
in.
Here.
Oh, they came?
Yep, gone. It's here. Lift came, frames came, corners ready, we're starting this.
Hey, can I offer them?
Clear story there.
They're
also,
here.
They're here too, they're working
they're
out. So, our goal is by the end of next week or the week after?
To start.
I sent out 2-week look aheads that I had this morning.
Yeah,
because I just got them.
You just got J&M and Paul.
And then Fiance's minutes later.
Oh, I didn't see them. Yeah.
I don't have Lombardo's, but he's doing sprinkler.
So, we're saying by the end of the next week, okay, we should have the windows and the link done, correct? We should have the big frame around a Lawrence done, where they're taking the scaffold down. I want area where they started. They've already put 4 windows in there, and we should be starting in here by the 13th or something. We should have all of these done, including the steel clear stories up on the roof. And if there's a piece of glass here there, Mr., we'll put a piece of styrofoam in there. And FRP doors, okay? But because if it takes out water from there and destroys the door, it's not on me.
They can install the FRP doors, right? At the community building? I don't see why not either.
Yeah, very soon, yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
And the
The rolling gate. Door. Yep.
Yep, that's happening the 29th.
The aluminum doors are going to be later, right?
The who?
Aluminum doors.
Yeah, that's later.
Good.
Why?
I don't know.
That's the roll-up doors?
No, the roll-up doors are the 29th.
The aluminum doors are storefront doors, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Why don't we put them in there?
Well, one of the very main walk-through?
Yeah.
Let's get the gymnasium closed up. That's going to be our only access.
Yeah, I'm going to put that door
easily
in.
I want them to come in from Lawrence. I want everything blocked. They come in from Lawrence. Everybody.
Oh, in that
that's
way.
It.
Not
we're putting
not
everything in.
Here.
We're putting everything in, and they're coming in from Lawrence. And that's the end of the story.
Okay.
That's how we're going to try to work it, all right, Mike?
Means and methods.
Anything funky you have going on, or business as usual? I saw you were welding the duct at the kitchen.
Beautiful.
What's wrong with the walk-in box in the kitchen?
Nothing.
It
was
it went
kind
in.
Of, no,
it went out.
Well, I'll answer you. There's
okay,
the concrete was a little bit too tight on the bottom, so it was tweaking the box, so you couldn't get the top exactly right. So as of yesterday, I actually had a conversation with the guy. We got to take like 3/8 of an inch off that concrete edge just so it could close back up and stand nicely.
Okay.
So it was just a little tune-up on the bottom.
Got it.
Which
I understand.
We're going to take care of it, yeah.
Beautiful.
So we just took it, it's just the panels, we just put it aside so it wouldn't get damaged. And
can you give us a little update on the terrazzo on the fourth floor?
So terrazzo...
So people know where they can go and not go?
Well, they'll know because we're going to caution off certain areas. And obviously every day I coordinate with each foreman and we know where we can go and where we can't go. But for you guys, update, fourth floor, infill, stair C to stair B, minus by the doorway, because I'd have to finish that where the door frame just came in. We put our first coat down, we did our leveling infill, we're setting terrazzo saddles, and we're going to do T-strips today. Tomorrow we'll start our top coat of pour for terrazzo. We'll do our layers there. No, and then we won't polish it. We'll open it back up. If there's any minor, you know, things that have to happen, you just have to be cautious of it, you know, treat it as a finished product. But you'll be able to still access that area after we do our liquid. We're taking more of the area on the west side up to the elevator. That's going to get closed off starting today. We're going to get our liquid down. It'll dry tomorrow. You can walk on it. Friday, we're going to put our saddles in, our T-strips. After that, next week, after the holiday, you'll have to stay off for a couple days until we get our finish down, and then we'll open it back up.
But in the meantime, we're going down to the third floor, too.
In the meantime, we're third floor terrazzo base is done. Second floor, it's a good 60% done, and we're going down to three, and we're going to start grinding on third floor. And then we'll same prep, section by section.
Okay.
You said you're starting the waterproofing, or you?
That has been done on certain sections. This afternoon, we will be starting the first layer of waterproofing on the west side.
Okay.
And so, he starts at mid-afternoon, get everyone a chance to get off there. We'll get that whole section done. Like tomorrow morning, you can still access it, but there will become a point next week where you can't walk on it for a couple of days.
But you're also going to be down to the third floor, so they're going to be blocked there too.
Yes, certain sections.
Yeah.
And I coordinate with everybody.
Another thing is that, I'm sorry, Nick, but we're putting up ceiling tiles. Because even when we have the heat, okay, and you have your permanent heat or whatever you want to talk about, we're already getting 20%. So if it's 20 degrees outside, you're only getting 40 degrees inside. Am I right in saying that, Jim?
Correct.
That's with the ceiling, though. That's
factored
with the ceiling.
Said right. That we would keep the temporary heat as well.
That's what I'm trying to say, Mike.
Yeah,
so you're going to have to keep the temporary heat as well.
Right. Okay.
Now, another thing is, I got to stand that because of my back. I want to put the floor tile in underneath the base cabinet. Because you're never going to see it anyway.
Yes, that's what we talked about.
We talked about it.
We always talked about it going under the cabinet.
Listen to what I'm saying to you.